Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, and we are happy to be with you today giving you some good stuff, so stay tuned. In today's competitive cattle market, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? It's simple. You start with the best. Slotin Angus's 36th annual bull sale is Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring Man in Black, 115 bulls, 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. You're invited to an incredible event in Faith, South Dakota. Slotin Angus bull sale, Monday, February 12th.
Spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done, a fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And today's the day, kicking off the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo in Rapid City, South Dakota. They have over 300 vendors. They have so many events. You have to look it up or just check it out. Make sure you've got tickets for everything that you're interested in. To find it all, go to blackhillsstockshow.com to look at all the different activities going on. Again, it's blackhillsstockshow.com. It's happening now.
Robert Benchley once said, "I have kleptomania, but when it gets bad, I take something for it."
Ha ha ha.
What do you have?
Okay. This is called Tough Ranchers in Tough Times, and Yvonne Hollenbeck wrote this. I came across it, and it's actually from 10 years and 4 months ago, and I think a lot of people in the listening area for The Good Stuff will remember the blizzard that hit Western Dakota and Northwest Nebraska on October 3rd, 2013.
I remember that.
Many people will, I'm sure. And Yvonne memorialized it. It was one of a thousand years type of storm, or at least that's what we've been told. More snow than was ever recorded, at least since the records of old. And it wasn't even in wintertime, with livestock still on summer range. But ranchers took heed of the weather report, although some of them thought it was strange. Because never before had snow come this soon, but they readied as best as they could. Livestock were brought into shelters and barns, where protection was pretty darn good. But hell hath no fury, or so we have heard, and it sure proved itself in that storm. 40-some inches of snow with high winds, which was certainly far from the norm. Thousands of cattle were lost in that storm, as were thousands of horses and sheep. When reports started coming from colleagues out west, it was all one could do not to weep. Many had perished in shelters and pens, at sale barns, and even on trucks. One drove his cows to a feedlot secure, but even there ran out of luck. Many a rancher has lost years of work of breeding good horses and cattle. Their equity's gone, and many are broke, but they still have their spirit somehow. So what if our government's not helping? They'd probably just be in the way. There's never been help for the cowmen, and these cowmen don't need them today. Because they're tough, or they wouldn't be ranchers, and their souls are all tied to the land. Many good folks are sending their prayers and offering to give them a hand, for this gives them hope for tomorrow. And it's due to your help and your prayers. And the next time you're up in Dakota, you'll find them still ranching up there. Again, Yvonne Hollenbeck, and that's talking about the blizzard of 2013, October 3rd. So early, it just struck everyone.
I think you have a winter-related poem from Mikey Van Winkle coming up.
I do. Stay tuned to upcoming episodes. It's fresh off the press.
Do you have some more of those bumper stickers we did the other day?
I do. Let's go through some of them. Again, I think bumper stickers are cool. Make it idiot-proof and someone will make a better idiot. Oh, that's funny.
True. Out of my mind, back in 5 minutes.
Very good. Lead me not into temptation. I can find it myself.
Procrastinators unite tomorrow.
That's right. Of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most.
And again, these are bumper stickers. You may have seen it sometime.
That's right.
My wife's other car is a broom.
Ooh. Tricky. Women who seek to be equal to men lack ambition.
Well, that kind of gets back for the broom comment.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Double-edged sword.
Kiss me twice, I'm schizophrenic.
And your lucky number has been disconnected. Thank you so much for listening today to some good stuff.